I'm Darren Helwedge. Coming up in just a moment, our friend Quinn Gresham from the Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater is going to tell us about a new production that he is putting together in Arrow Rock of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And it's actually opening tonight, and we'll run through the next several nights there at the Lyceum Theater. Later on tonight's show, our Trevor Harris will talk with Patrick Clark. He is with Southside Philharmonic in Jefferson City, and they and the group dancers, Allie, are putting a performance together of The Nutcracker, and that's going to be happening this coming weekend at the Miller Performing Arts Center, the beautiful Performing Arts Center in Jefferson City. That's coming up later on tonight's program. It's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA, opening tonight and running for the next couple of weeks. Over at the Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater is a performance of A Christmas Carol. It has been adapted for the stage by the Arrow Rock Lyceum's Quinn Gresham from the original story by Charles Dickens that we all know so well. And Quinn joins us on the phone from his home at Arrow Rock. And Quinn, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
Talk to me about A Christmas Carol. As I mentioned, it's opening tonight, and it looks like you've got about a week and a half or 2 weeks worth going on here.
Yeah, the show runs through December 23rd, so we get about as close to Christmas as we can. This has been a labor of love for a while. I was sort of spurred to do this by a board member, Rob Lamb, and he and his company, Lamb Tech and Sedalia, invested in this concept of a unique adaptation of A Christmas Carol that was tailored exclusively for the Lyceum stage. We started thinking about it in 2013, had our first production in 2014, and we're now in our fourth year. And we've yet to do it the same way. There has been regular and consistent tinkering with the storytelling, with the physical production. And then the casting also changes every year. So it's every time we find ourselves facing the story of the reclamation of Ebenezer Scrooge, we're approaching it in a new and fresh way. It kind of blows my mind that I've probably seen our production more than 50 times at this point over the past 4 years, including all the rehearsals. And just yesterday, we were, it wasn't yesterday, it was a couple days ago, we were teching through the show, and we ran it two times in a day. And both times, when we got to the point, and I don't think this is much of a spoiler, when Scrooge, takes a left turn from his old ways, it moves me more than I can tell you. And that's a testament to Dickens' story, of course.
Yes.
About taking stock of all of the things that have happened in our past and how those things have contributed to how we are in our present and how we want to move forward into the future, whether we make different choices rather than being embittered, we become emboldened. That's a big part of it.
Absolutely.
But also, the actors that we have bringing all of this to life are just phenomenal. We've been very fortunate for the past 4 years to have the same Ebenezer Scrooge, Ron Wisniewski. Ron is an old friend of mine, and he could very easily be doing the same performance he did in 2014, but every single time we rehearse the show, every single time he performs the show, he learns something new about Scrooge's moments through the journey. It's just incredibly interesting to me, and I think audiences are really going to have a great time with it.
Now, this is going to be an interesting challenge for you doing the adaptation and obviously tweaking as the years have gone by, and for Ron and the rest of the actors performing this. On the one hand, this is a story we all know by heart. You mentioned the fact that you've seen your performance about 50 times, and I'll bet there's about 5,000 other performances or seeing the movie or TV shows or cartoon versions or whatever. On the one hand, this is a story that it's pretty hard to mess up. On the other hand, as you said, it sounds like you're finding ways to put your own English on the telling of the story. And talk about the challenge of doing that for yourself and for the cast.
Yeah, I think there are a variety of fronts with which we attack that very subject. Our goal is always to tell the story as effectively and respectfully as we can, to tell the story that Dickens wrote. And each year we find new passages in the book. They aren't even necessarily dialogue, but descriptions of how Scrooge reacts to something around him that we try to then incorporate. Or there's a brief description of something that we then elaborate upon. For example, at one point, while the Ghost of Christmas Present is showing Scrooge how people are celebrating the day, he goes to Scrooge's nephew's house and sees them engaging in a party. We've sort of held the same party for a few years. This year we decided to scrap it and try some new things. And what we learned is that by having a great party full of fellowship and camaraderie, Scrooge's journey becomes even more powerful because he sees what it is to have friends and how meaningful that is in your life.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that just it tickles me, because I have been obsessed with A Christmas Carol since I was a little kid, and I don't know which adaptation I saw first. You know, there are a million of them. But for me, when I was a kid, it was always about the ghosts.
Oh, sure.
I loved all of the supernatural elements, and we've gone to great lengths to make sure that those are truly spectacular. But, you know, as we get older, you see A Christmas Carol in a completely different light when you really, I don't know, have faced enough challenges to gotten a sense of how those challenges do form a human being. Scrooge's journey toward change is actually the thing that's the most compelling.
We all have a little bit of the old Scrooge and the grumpiness, especially this time of year. It can kind of come bearing down on you, and you want to just get things done and be done with it, and maybe have a little bit of Scrooge attitude towards people that are being jollier than maybe you'd prefer. And then hopefully we all find a little bit of Christmas morning Scrooge in ourselves as well.
Right. You know, there comes a point in the play where the Cratchit family is gathered around their Christmas dinner, and Tiny Tim has his famous line, "God bless us, everyone." We have a 7-year-old Logan Musselman from Columbia playing Tiny Tim this year. And I will tell you, every time he says, "God blesses everyone," it sucks all the evil out of the room. It is one of the most powerful things I think I've ever seen.
That's marvelous. Quint Gresham with us again, the Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater performing A Christmas Carol December 12th tonight through December 23rd. And their box office is at 660-837-3311. Or lyceumtheater.org if you are interested in getting tickets. You've mentioned your Scrooge and your Tiny Tim, but talk to me a little bit about the rest of your cast.
We're very happy to have my old buddy Timothy Shue back with us. Tim played Jean Valjean in the original production of Les Miserables on Broadway and has done scores of Broadway shows. He wasn't able to be with us last year, but he's back this year playing the Ghost of Christmas Present. Laura Sexauer, who plays the Ghost of Christmas Past for us, has been in the production the entire time we've been doing it. And we actually structured the Ghost of Christmas Past around her particular skill set. She's a wonderful actor and singer and a brilliant violinist. And we thought, you know, there's nothing really, nothing inspires nostalgia and sense memory more than music.
Indeed.
We thought the Ghost of Christmas Past could actually take Scrooge on the journey by using music as a tool. And so she plays through the whole show. Her violin is sort of her magic wand. So I'm thrilled that she's back with us again. Lyceum favorite Ben Nordstrom, who has done scores of shows here at the Lyceum, has never been in our production of A Christmas Carol until this year. And he's playing both nephew Fred and the younger version of Jacob Marley. Bob Elliott, who was with us earlier this season as the Spencer Tracy role in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, is playing Jacob Marley in one of the most complex, human, depth-filled performances I think I've ever seen of that particular ghost. It is riveting to watch.
Yeah.
And then there are scores of people. The cast has about 26, I believe, in it. Lots of local kids. And lots of professionals from around the country.
That's magnificent. And again, it's December 12th through December 23rd at the Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater. And you talked a little bit about this, but just the fact that this is going to be a little bit different. If people have seen this in the past, there's that much more reason, with some new cast members and some tweaks made to the story each year, all the more reason why you'd probably want to go back and catch it again this year.
I think so. It is one of those things, like putting up the tree, putting up the lights on the house, sending the Christmas cards. It is a ritual, and it's one we take very seriously. And we have found over these 4 years that many audience members come back and see it year after year, and they're excited about all of the changes and about all of the things that they expect to remain the same. It is hopefully becoming a part of Mid-Missouri Christmas, and that's something we take very seriously.
Well, folks have an opportunity to see this again December 12th through December 23rd. One final question for you here, Quinn, and that is about the rest of Arrow Rock. We talk when we invite people to go out there during the summertime about what a beautiful little village it is right there on the river, very in touch with its history and the history of the region. Tell me about Arrow Rock at Christmas time.
Well, there are a few more charming places. The village gathers, this has been, I don't know, 3 weeks ago maybe, to tie up evergreens and festoon them all over town. And also, too, you know, if you're coming to see A Christmas Carol, you're actually coming to see it in a mid-19th century village. You're seeing architecture that would have existed while Dickens was walking the earth. So that adds another element to all of this. But the shops are open. The restaurants are open. The bed and breakfasts are open. There is a wonderful restaurant called Catalpa that does I want to say an authentic Dickensian Christmas meal, but probably an authentic one wouldn't be worth eating. but hers is. It's quite tasty. And she has, I believe, a few spots available during the run of A Christmas Carol. It's a very popular supplement to what we're doing on stage.
Fantastic. It sounds like your set is several blocks long there. You've just got the whole town
That's right.
Of the performance. Well, again, if you want to find out more, you can call the Lyceum. Their number is 660-837-3311, or they are online at lyceumtheater.org. I've already gotten a peek at what you've got coming next summer. I'm sure we'll have you back in here in a few months to talk about your summer season. But in the meanwhile, I hope that all of you have a wonderful holiday and enjoy your performances of A Christmas Carol there at Arrow Rock. Quinn Gresham.
Darren, thank you so much.